But when you develop a strong divining sense for the child behind that armor, and you make your dealings and negotiations only with that child, you find that everybody becomes, in a way, like your own child. It's an intangible thing. But they too sense what that is, what you're appealing to, and they respond with an impulse of real life. You get a little flash of the essential person, which is the child. Usually, that child is a wretchedly isolated, underdeveloped little being. It's been protected by the efficient armor. It's never participated in life. It's never been exposed to living and to managing the person's affairs. It's never been given responsibility for taking the brunt. And it's never properly lived. That's how it is in almost everybody. And that little creature is sitting there, behind the armor, peering through the slits. And in its own self, it is still unprotected, incapable, inexperienced. Every single person is vulnerable to unexpected defeat in this inmost emotional self. At every moment, behind the most efficient-seeming adult exterior, the whole world of the person's childhood is being carefully held, like a glass of water bulging above the brim. And in fact, that child is the only real thing in them. It's their humanity, their real individuality, the one that can't understand why it was born and that knows it will have to die in no matter how crowded a place, quite on its own. That's the carrier of all the living qualities. It's the center of all the possible magic and revelation. What doesn't come out of that creature isn't worth having, or it's worth having only as a tool for that creature to use and turn to account and make meaningful.